What's up, you two and I? Welcome to Lords of Lounge Box presents the Cover Price Top 10 for the week ending 5/5/2004. Yes, we are officially past Star Wars Celebration. I hope you guys, or Star Wars Day, excuse me. Hope you guys had a great day with the wars. I know I did. I watched pretty much all of Mandalorian and then capped it off with Ahsoka. It was beautiful.
It's a good combination. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I didn't leave the damn house. I didn't leave the couch because I was baked out of my gourd after Star Wars. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. It was awesome because the Force was with me. As always, boys and girls, while you guys are congregating, we'll just play something real quick here since we're running a little bit late, shall we? You know what we need? Some Ed Sheeran in our lives.
I'm in love with the shape of you, of you, of you. I'm in love with the shape of you. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with the shape of you. I'm in love with the shape of you. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Merci, DJ Lady Style. Thank you for that. And thank you to JB for coming on. JB, see what's good to people.
What's good, everybody? You know, Tim, I got a fundraising idea. You know what we need to do is we need to create some sort of backstage green room access.
That would not fly crazy at all whatsoever.
That are happening before you hit the go live button. It's bad shit crazy.
The topics you talk about and the people we talk about, no way.
Man, that's
I mean, yeah, it's a good idea.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
We don't really name people per se, but shout out to the dude who saw Laura C2NC and said, "Hey, come to me."
Yeah, if you're in the chat, say hello, because I'm so sorry I don't remember your name, but I remember the event, so I remember you doing that, and it made me just laugh. So.
Now, and if you see Laura at a con, just go ahead and scream that from across the room, because it's totally acceptable.
Come to me. I've been waiting.
Oh my God.
We're clipping that.
No, we're not. He was at the con and he did it from far away. And I heard it and I kind of looked up because I was busy, but I looked up and I was like, oh my God. So if you're in the chat, say hello.
For, you're forever known as the come to me lady on the.
Apparently.
JB, Laura, yeah, say what's good. JB, too. I'm sorry, JB, go ahead and finish what you're saying.
No, good. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a great top 10 list. That's not normally my day, but you know, I'm here. We're going to do it. We're going to knock it out of the park.
Speaking of knocking it out of the park, Miss Laura, say what's good to people.
Yeah, hi guys. And Wookie Fanatic is in the chat. I remember meeting you. So there you go. I remember that name. We were like talking for a little bit before he's like, oh yeah, you know, Wookie Fanatic. Oh, I know who you are because he said his name.
That's a good name. When your name
that's
is
an easy to remember one.
Like, you know, comic book guy 12759 on Instagram, you're like, how the hell am I supposed to know that? You know, but you know, hey, you are what you are, you know. This list is brought to our friends over at coverprice.com for your price ads, collections, and trends. The necessary top 10 list we do every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, and then Thursday for the Shaker Show that we do at Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. And that's how you do a bumper. Boom. Use discount code of LOTLB to get 15% off anything in the Bird City Comics store. I don't know if you you don't have anything shared with this, Laura. Do you have any drops coming?
Yeah, sorry. I was running really late. If you guys were at Shortbox, we actually did a Boris Karloff #2 Shortbox exclusive. And it's like,
is that different than the one you showed, the really colorful one?
It's the one that's black. It's like perfect for black light. It's very neon-ish.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, that one's dope.
Yeah, it's badass. If you guys see this in person, it's even better. But we are down to about 7 copies of that. So if you didn't get one at the con, they are on our site. So do that.
And then I don't know. Is JB going to get any?
Yeah, I just sent out JB's box prior to that. So he'll get them in the next batch.
Shit, my books.
brother. I'm giving you news to come in, zombie. I wanted to give you some of the new stuff.
All right.
Yeah, I just sent you a box. You should have it soon.
I want a Boris Karloff book, but anyway, this is the Cover Price Top 10, focusing on the top sales for the week ending 5/6/2024, both in percentage and in price gains. I mean, there was a lot going on this weekend. First, it was New Comic Book Day and Star Wars Day on the same day, right? Crazy to think about that. And as always, there's a runner-up to the top 10. What do you have for this week's runner-up, which I have no doubt is probably mutant-related?
Okay, so this is Wolverine number 155 from 2000. Yeah. If you're a fan of Incredible Hulk 340, then you're likely to be a fan of this cover. It's a much lower buy-in and still shares the same spirit as the cover it homages. Instead of Wolverine and Hulk, this cover depicts Deadpool with Wolverine in the reflection of his blade. With the Deadpool and Wolverine movie just a couple of months away, this book is bound to get more attention. Everyone will be chasing covers and keys of the memorable duo, hence how we tracked 11 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 10%, with a high sale of $220 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $63. I like this, but I've seen 340 homages done a little bit better.
A lot better. Yeah. I mean, I guess no, you know, disrespect to Liefeld, but because this is in 2000, that was his kind of his thing. I mean, the bottom of Deadpool's face, I don't know. It's obviously he's probably disfigured, but Wolverine's face looks a bit weird too. I mean, I gotta admit. So I don't know about this, man. But hey, man,
what are those things on Wolverine's knees? What is that?
Oh my god, I think that's a shadow or
it something. Looks like a blade coming out of his knee. Which it looks like
two blades coming out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Liefeld of feet. There is a feet joke in the Deadpool 3 trailer, believe it or not.
Is there really
making fun of Rob Liefeld's inability to draw feet? I swear to God, go check out the just go look at the
we
one
need
of the
to
trailers.
Clip that it, for the show, man. Come on,
yeah. Why is it Todd could like banish us forever, dude? Rob views Rob. Everything on Instagram. If he doesn't like what you do, oh man, he will block you. And you're like, damn, okay. All right, number runner-up is Wolverine number 155, a 9.8 for $220. Wow,
yeah.
What do you got up next? Top 10. My god, again.
Wait a minute. What happened to number 10, Tim? Oh, you went from the runner-up and then you jumped right over to
good eye, JB. I didn't even catch that.
Oh, you know what? I have to upload that graphic. Hold on a second. It won't take me
you don't long. Have number 10's graphic. See, this is the beauty of live. This is a live show, folks. If you didn't
it's
know,
authentic.
By the way, welcome to the show, everybody who's hold joining on. Us. If you have not subscribed to the channel already, please do consider subscribing to the channel. We normally have just seamless production value of the highest quality
every day.
As Tim is doing magic behind the screens. How long does it really take you to do this? How long do I got to talk? I'm just checking.
You can stop
a little longer.
Okay. Right now.
As I was. Okay.
Perfect.
Boom. Precursor. Ooh.
Precursor. Great start, everybody. We're late. We're jamming up the graphics. If you had all that on your bingo card, take a shot. At number 10, the official list, we've got The Uncanny X-Men, issue number 333, originally published in 1996. We welcome another under-the-radar character to our list, and this week it's Bastion. He first appeared in this book and is an odd combination of humanoid sentinel destruction. With the newest episode of X-Men 97, they're truly bringing into focus how much of a threat Bastion is. With a whole new audience indulging in the character, there are bound to be fans who feel the urge to visit the aftermarket in search of a copy of his first appearance. We tracked 27 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 21% with a high sale of $28 for a raw near mint copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $10.
I dig this cover mainly because Rogue looks badass and just her hair flowing and everything. And I'm not going to say, you know, told you so, but I mean, it was kind of like the writing was on the wall when you saw Bastion show up on the animated series, right? I mean,
he's just pretty cute too. He's a cute character. He's like low-key hot.
Okay, that is weird, damn, but we'll take it.
For any of the women out there that are listening to this, he is.
You're like, oh my God, Bastion is so hot, but Mr. Sinister, he's pretty hot. But Mr. Sinister really does it for me. Okay. Right. So anybody who is cosplaying at this Bastion at the next Comic-Con lore shows up has to take a picture.
Yeah, find
make
me.
Make sure you're dressed as Bastion. Use the line, come to me. You're going to be all set up.
Yeah. Yeah, and be comic accurate. Don't be some schlub. You know what I'm saying? No offenses to the schlubs, but you know who I'm talking about. All right, number 10 on the list, Uncanny X-Men number 333. Wow, dog, only 28 bones, so still rather, you know, reasonable.
Hey, right, Sarah in the chat's agreeing. See, we have girls listening, so they know. Although I would prefer more like the Clayton Crane one from X-Force. He looked really good in that book. Okay, moving on. Number 9, we have Wolverine number 154 from 2000. So typically, issue 155 gets all the love, but this book is where the fun begins. In an early meetup between Deadpool and Wolverine, shenanigans are bound to arise, much like they appear to be doing in the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine. It also features a gaggle of first appearances like Geronimo Crow, Cargo, Hardwire, Shooter, and the Administrator, and the first team appearance of the Scourge. The rumor mill is returning regarding the Scourge and their potential appearance in the film or down the line. Numerous fans opted to be cautious, picking up a copy before the hype train could reach new heights. We tracked 13 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 63%, with a high sale of $30 for a near mint raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $29.
You've been invoked.
I stand by it. Bastion's hot.
Yeah, but Sarah actually changed her mind. She said it's Magneto and those Speedos. Those Magneto Speedos that he's wearing, you know. So fun fact, the reason why Rogue can touch him is because he has actually a really thin magnetic force surrounding his entire body, which allows her to touch him without absorbing anything. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty neat.
What?
In a weird twisted way, I guess. I mean, it's just like Captain America and Wolverine can't get drunk, but they drink anyway. You know, especially Wolverine, like, because their healing factor doesn't allow them to get drunk. Same with Deadpool. There's another character that he can't get drunk because their healing factor is so fast they would have to drink just insane amount of liquor in order to catch a buzz. That would
How much blow does he have to do to actually feel it?
A lot. So let's just say, man, like, what would you rather have? Would you rather be invulnerable or be able to get drunk?
Well,
because you're gonna thinking about being invincible or whatever, invulnerable, you age at a different rate too. All your friends, your children, your husbands, wives, girlfriends, whatever, will live to be gray, old and gray, and you'll still be young, like poor old Steve Rogers when he saw what's her name.
That's always the caveat. Like, you always want somebody to be like, okay, I'll do it, but I get to take at least my family with me. Like, if I could take my kids and my husband, then I'd be okay.
Sorry, Nate, it only works one way. So either that or you end up with Deadpool face. So there's that. And number 9 on the list is Wolverine number 154. Another Liefeld cover. Raw Dog, 30 bones. Jeez. All right. Let's get away from this guy. What do we have for number 8? All right. Now we're talking. Get away from
this guy. All right. Well, I think what do we got here? This is new, right? Spider-Woman issue number 7. I'm going to butcher this name. Screw it up. I don't know, man. But Lionel Francis Yu?
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. Great. Lionel Francis Yu. Yeah. Now, Spider-Woman sure was hot last week. They made some serious moves in the story and added a new team to the lexicon with the Assembly. Fans were on board with a resounding more pleas coming from fans of the run. It sold out quickly with many local comic shops, resulting in collectors turning to the aftermarket to secure a copy. Now, Spider-Woman has new fans, and they were out in force for this book. We track 65 copies sold. Oh, man, 65 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 161% with a high sale of $20 for a raw near mint copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $12. Did this just come out? Is this a 399?
Yeah, it just came out.
Tripling up. Look at that.
I mean, look at the abs on Spider-Woman. That's incredible. That's sculpted. And then, is that the first appearance of that female Captain America?
It doesn't say I've so.
Heard of this person.
I think it probably is. That's probably why so many copies sold. I mean, I don't, you know, no doubt, you know, it's an issue number 7 and it's a regular cover. So what does that tell you?
That means we might see some more variants on the, I don't know, spoiler alert, it might be a variant.
I'm ready to list the Spider-Man 1 number 7 Raw Dog for $20. What do we have for number 7? Oh!
Yeah, this is interesting. Yeah. I like when we find stuff like this. So number 7 is Evangeline number 1. Would you say Evangeline or Evangeline?
Evangeline.
Evangeline?
Evangeline? Like Avenge? Like
Avenge Evangeline. Is definitely the first part. Evangeline.
I would say Evangeline.
Yeah, Evangeline. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Well, either way. 1995. Where's
Marty when you need him?
Yeah. This book was hot a few weeks ago when it was announced that Olivia Wilde was set to direct an adaptation of the series. She is a fallen angel, which lends itself to the screen. Then rumors began circulating that Margot Robbie was in talks to portray the character. As many know, she also lends herself well to the screen, which caused a spike in aftermarket searches and sales for the first appearance of Evangeline. We tracked 38 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 163%, with a high sale of $30 for a raw near mint copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $21. Now, I have to add something here. Olivia Wilde. I saw her Don't Worry, Darling film, which I did not like. And that was one of the ones that she directed. So I'm a little bit hesitant whenever it comes to her name being tacked onto anything. And yeah. Don't hate me, but I found her kind of annoying in Tron.
Nah. Go ahead, TiVo. It's been invoked.
She was annoying.
Oh, I said it. Wow. So so basically what you're saying is Olivia, what's her name?
Wilde.
Is not cool.
I didn't say that exactly, but just those
work on the timing.
No, I believe it because there was some stuff that happened on the scene on behind the scenes with one of her actors
with Florence Pugh.
How do you know? Yeah, with Florence Pugh.
How do you know?
It was reported from Molly.
He's right.
Actually, it was something I read. It was, you know, people, you know, there's articles about it. And they were saying like something that she did something with the Florence Pugh's boyfriend or husband or something like that while they were on set. I don't know, something like that. But Florence Pugh wasn't too happy about it. But, you know,
she only agreed to go to like one screening of the event because Florence didn't want to be around Olivia. And if I have to pick between those two actresses, I'm going Florence. Pugh
all day. That body rocks, son. Yeah. Yo.
So I'm hesitant to say.
So I, you know, Margot Robbie right now is, you know, she's a hot thing, especially off the heels. I mean, she was Harley Quinn, then Barbie. And if she does this, I'm down for it. You know, she just has to dye her hair, though, because I think she's more of a blonde. Right. If that. I mean, but if you remember her in that movie from The Wolf of Wall Street or whatever with
she was Leonardo. Gorgeous. Yeah.
She was super sexy in that too, but she had like a crazy, like this crazy, like Brooklyn accent when she spoke. And I had no idea she was Australian. I was like, damn, she really pulled that off. All right. All right. Number 6 on the list. What do we have? Oh.
Oh. Are you, should I wait? Give you a second to just cue every. Okay. I'm just saying. All right. At number 6.
Hey guys, it's Lou here, your out of shape comic book collector. And I'm welcoming you to another episode of What to Put in Your Box.
Oh man, you're not gonna believe this, dude. Your book came back a 9.8.
A 9.8 karate kick! Hey guys, it's Comic Lou here, and this is another episode of our Top 10, where the comics we talk about, ironically, are on my eBay store. And I'm here joined by the comic sensei from Alaska himself, Kevin.
What's up, guys? We got our top 10 books. This is on our top 10 here. It's Peach Momoko.
Peach Momoko!
Take a look.
I love Peach Momoko. I love Peach Momoko.
Dude, it's my book. Dude, stop! It's my book! Dude, stop!
We're running out of time. So, you know, I didn't play the whole clip, but you guys.
It was invoked. All right, at number 6. We've got Spider-Woman issue number 7 again. The Peach Momoko black costume. Now, 3 fandoms collide with this book. You have your Spider-Woman, Momoko, and Black Suit fans feasting. This variant sports an amazing cover and also features a new super squad with an intriguing roster, including Titan, Cadet Marvel, Moon Squire, Liberty, and Hellrun. Never heard of any of these people. We tracked 11 copies sold at a 7-day trend of, is this right? 290%.
Yeah, damn.
With a high sale of $25 for a raw near mint copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $17.
How many units sold?
Wow.
11. 11 copies sold, 7-day trend at 290%.
Yeah, so not many sold, and they were that's pretty damn cheap. I mean, it just goes to show you, man. I mean, variant artists are fickle. You know, they come and go. Some stand the test of time. Some are refound again, like Dave Stevens, which frequently appears on the Shakers and on the top 10 lists. You know, there's some artists that are timeless, you know, Alex Ross and these cats, Michael Turner, obviously, but Pishimoko, I thought it died out a little bit, but you know, I think it's because it's the new team of weirdos that you just announced. Do they even have a name for this oddball group? Are they the new champions or some shit?
No, I mentioned it. They were called the Assembly. The Assembly is the name of the group.
Okay, Marv, we need to work on that line. That sounds like a high school assembly. We're not digging that. We need to change that name to something more badass.
So. Agreed.
Yeah. All right, what do we have for number 5?
All right, halfway through the list, guys. If you haven't already, please give us a thumbs up and make sure you are subbing the channel. All right, number 5. Spider-Woman number 7. This is the Todd Nuck 2024. We've already touched on this book, but this is the version fans are really clamoring for. With only 3 covers to choose from, fans often pivot to the one that features the team or individual character. This book does mostly that, featuring Moon Squire and Cadet Marvel front and center behind Wonder Woman. With all variations trending for roughly the same price, this is the one that fandom has
She's actually called Wonder Woman?
Spider-Woman. What did I say?
You said Wonder Woman. I was like, wow, what? There's a Wonder
Woman. Oh, damn. I meant Spider-Woman.
Oh, you almost a bingo-ling fucker. We'll give you, since you're always so good, we'll give you
this. Oh, no, I totally, it's fine. But anyway, this is the one that the fandom has settled on. I can't believe I said Wonder Woman. We tracked 15 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 368% with a high sale of $25 for a near-mint copy and a current raw near-mint fair market value of $19.
Yeah, I'm not a big Todd Nuck fan. I said that on his previous stuff. Like, I feel like some of his stuff is okay, to some of it is just kind of mediocre. Like, Spider-Woman looks okay. That Moonlight kid looks dope. I don't know about that little girl in the hammer, though. I don't know about that. And that's some Marvel dude, right? Or something like
it's that. Cadet Marvel, Moon Squire, Hellrune, I think is how you say the other one.
Well, if she's Hellrune, then I'm sold, because that's a dope ass name. But Wonder Woman would make a better name.
Yeah. Oh man, that was terrible, Mojo. I must have just saw the woman part, and I just immediately thought Wonder.
Yeah, you know what? When I see Spider Woman, I think Wonder Woman. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. You're bailing me out.
What do we have at number 4 on the list?
Again, really? All right. Hell yeah. At number 4, we've got Dazzler, issue number 1. From 1981. Well, you know, that's still Bronze Age. Geez, this book has been hot for months. The rumors of Taylor Swift portraying the character in Deadpool and Wolverine just won't quit. It almost feels like Swift has been leaning into it for the past few months. She appeared publicly with the stars of the film, as well as producers, dodged questions regarding the project, and the last word on her newest album was dazzling. For Pete's sake, until we get an official yes or no or the movie comes out, expect this book to trend for a while longer, despite it feeling like the world's worst kept secret. We tracked another 28 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 101% with a high sale of $23 for a raw VF copy. And the current raw near mint fair market value is $19.
I'm kind of hoping this doesn't happen now because it's getting so like.
I think it's inevitable. I meant the, you know, read the tea leaves, man. I meant she's kind of perfect for the role. I'm sorry, but Swifties, it just goes to you the power of the Swifties, right? You know, if they will it and she says it, it will come true. That's just, it's just her, man. And, you know, and we are, and I speak for JB when we both say, we both think you should cosplay as Disco Dazzler. That would be dope. Disco Dazzler. Can you still roller skate?
I can roller skate. I used to roller blade more, but I can roller skate.
Boom. If you could roller blade, roller skating is nothing. So there you go. Lady Laura's going to be Dazzler at the next show, man.
I volunteer as tribute.
Walk around with a microphone and everything and just take a picture of that. All right. What do you have for number three?
Oh. Okay, number three. Yeah, this is kind of exciting. Blood Hunt, Red Band Edition, number one, the Pepe Larraz from this year. So Marvel doesn't typically lean into the extreme violence with their comics, but something has to give when you're dealing with the Marvel Universe versus vampires. Blood Hunt was the recent darling of New Comic Book Day and Free Comic Book Day, drawing in oodles of fans who wanted a taste. Some were lucky enough to secure this variation of the book, which immediately found a healthy aftermarket for those who missed out. We tracked 84 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 128%, with a high sale of $16 for a raw near mint copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $13.
I kind of want to see the cover without the banner now, right? I mean, because I don't think it's gory. I think maybe somebody, maybe, I don't know what's on the cover, to be honest with you, but, you know, Steve Bradley said this book is smoking hot. I don't know if he's talking about the actual book itself or just the cover, but I'd really like to know what's like. I could see like the. Is it
for blood? Is it for nudity? Is it for what is it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Marvel's really not, hasn't really gotten into the nudity stuff. It's not like the 90s where you used to have swimsuit annuals, right? And you would see like, you know, you would see the X-Men like, you know, all scantily clad. Fast forward to now, remember, as Sarah said in the live chat, or I think it was her name, Sarah? She says Magneto in a Speedo. That was like the thing, right? The funniest one is Colossus all steeled up in a Speedo. And you're like, what the hell? It was like, I didn't understand it, you know, at all. But, you know, hey, women want their beefcake too, just like
our team. This is a good play by Marvel. They're missing out. I mean, DC has their Black Label, so it's time for Marvel to kind of show us the boobs.
Yeah, they did in the 90s, but it was under a different imprint, you know. But, I want to know more about this now. All right, number two, Blood Hunt. Red Band Edition, number one, the Pepe Larraz regular cover, Raw Dog, 16 bones. So you purvis and still get your book on if you want. I mean, you know, whatever you're into. I'm not one to judge. I have a Crunchyroll subscription. I'll just put it at that, all right? All right, what do we have number two?
All right, well, this is the final read of the night for me. I really appreciate everybody who hung out with us tonight. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel if you're not already. Hit that thumbs up if you had a good time tonight. And at number two, we've got New X-Men. Issue number 128, originally published in 2002. Now, this book features the first appearance of Phantom X, or Weapon 13. He's an under-the-radar character that's jumped into popularity recently. Now, the Weapon X program is rumored to be featured in the upcoming Captain America Brave New World, which naturally sends fans on a Weapon X hunt. There is a ton of hype surrounding the character, as a subset of collectors has been eager to see him adapted to the screen for years. If that does happen, those who spent last week picking up this book, they're in a good spot. We tracked 22 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 28% with a high sale of $129 for a CGC 9.8. And a current raw near mint fair market value of $28.
So are we thinking like this Weapon X is going to be in a Deadpool Wolverine movie?
They said Captain America Brave New World is Brave going New to, World. The Weapon X program is rumored to be featured in that new Captain America Brave New World movie.
Okay, man, that's crazy. Because I remember
dropping the knowledge cover price, dropping the knowledge. Thank you.
Yeah, because I mean, Marvel was kind of, you know, remember that Captain America movie was supposed to be on Disney Plus, but then they decided to make it a feature film. So they made me pull out all the stops, more stuff for you to spec on. Just imagine the Deadpool Wolverine stuff and X-Men 97 stuff is kind of dominated. So I mean, I predict San Diego Comic-Con, they're going to drop some other major news. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that, and maybe even perhaps Star. I was a little disappointed that they didn't drop anything on Star Wars Day. Like, the Accolade is in June, as opposed to May. Although you did get something called Tales of the Empire, which was excellent. It was a bunch of short stories about, like, Elsbeth, Morgan Elsbeth, and some other characters. So it takes place. The first series was Tales from the Jedi, and this one is called Tales from the Dark, the Empire. Or what did I say? Anyway, it's all about these kind of the bad characters and how human they are, how non-evil they started out first, and they just kind of twisted their views, just kind of like Darth Vader. You know what I mean? It's very cool. And they're only like 5-10 minutes each an episode, so you could run through them all in like, you know, an hour and a half, you know, if you got time to watch it. Because you know why?
Oops. This is that time for was another one. Edition of...
Great job, JB. All right. What do we have at number one, JB? Or Miss Laura? I'm sorry.
Laura's got number one.
I'm sorry. We interrupted Miss Laura. Damn. Shame on ourselves.
Number one this week, guys. We have Blood Hunt, Red Band Edition number one, the Lionel Francis Yu Crime Suspense Stories number 22 homage, and also the 1 in 25. Woo. The Marvel Universe versus Vampires. Yeah. Sign us up. The fandom embraced the idea and ran with it, making this the hottest book of the week. Fans are all in, and we're after this variant from you hard. Thanks to the wonderful homage to a long past cover that many consider the golden age of horror comics, and it is the only variant available for this book. It also features the first full appearance of Blood Coven, which consists of Megrim, Smoke Eater, Unusual, Cruel, and Damascene.
Now that's a fucking team name right there.
It was crazy. It has a ton going on and helps scratch the itch some collectors feel toward Marvel, i.e. the lack of hard-hitting, violent, over-the-top action series. It was a risk for Marvel, but it is one worth taking. We tracked 53 copies sold at a seven-day trend of 56%, with a high sale of $125 for a raw near-mint copy and a current raw near-mint fair market value of $116. So almost 5x ratio.
That is crazy. Yeah. I mean, cool. What was the team name again? Blood Coven?
Blood Coven, yeah.
That's a dope ass name. I'm sorry. The Assembly versus the Blood Coven. Give me the Blood Coven any day of the week. And you like a Thor throwing down. There was a question in the live, somebody posed something in the live chat that wasn't vampires done in Spawn before Marvel? I'm like, no. Dracula's been around Marvel since the Bronze Age, you know? So, yeah, because the character of Dracula, it was open IP. I mean, really anybody could use it. But then Universal kind of took it over. And, you know, so Marvel kind of changed Dracula, how he looks, as opposed to the classic one from Giant Size. I think Giant Size Chillers, number one, where you see him, like, you know, I mean, what we grew up on as Dracula. You know, and then, you know, fast forward to now, you know, you have, you know, all kinds of shows about vampires and Dracula. But, you know, one of the dope ones is the Universal film. Have you ever seen that one? Dracula, that is. Yeah, it is basically one of the few movies I was reminiscing of. It is really dope. I mean, the way they played Vlad Tepes, and then he turns into like Dracula because he has to save his people, and he just wrecks. I mean, he wrecks an entire army, basically. That comprises of, Howard Stark, believe it or not, is actually the leader of them. Howard Stark from Captain America, Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. No, I mean the first Captain America, the first Avenger, that version of Howard Stark, the young version, with the mustache.
Also, you know, super hot.
Yeah, ooh. There you go. Oh my god. Yeah, you know
that's
what?
That's another one. Yeah. Andy was intelligent. kind of like Bastion. They both got the brains going for them.
I don't see it, man.
Okay.
I don't see it. But it, you know, the dude who played Dracula is a pretty good looking guy too. I won't admit I'm when I say a man is good looking, although I forgot his name. He was also in a Fast and the Furious film, and he's done some other stuff, but he plays a really good vampire lord in this one.
Which Fast and the Furious film? There's like 13.
Fuck, man. Number eight or seven.
I've only seen two.
What? Your homework assignment is to see them all because
I have zero interest. They were fast. They were furious. Let's move on.
But they are bat tits insane, though. I mean, they went from being mechanics to fucking special agents shooting rockets in outer space. Everybody knows is an expert at hand-to-hand combat and weapons, apparently, and fucking hacking. And
JB, have you seen them all?
No, they're stupid. My question to you is, you said that, Dracula was open IP. We know that first edition of Mickey just recently came up, you know, open IP. Isn't Batman and Superman coming up here pretty soon?
Really? Yeah, you better hold on to that, man.
If they couldn't hold on to Mickey, then they ain't going to be able to hold on to Batman and Superman. Mm-hmm. But
because at first they lost rights to Steamboat Willie. They lost that. And remember Winnie the Pooh? Then they made him a murderous Pooh. Pooh is now. Speaking of a murderous Pooh, Ms. Laura.
That's my segue. Speaking of murderous Pooh. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate
Pooh, like Pooh, you know, like Winnie the Pooh. He's cute, you know? Man. Cute and cuddly. There you go.
The girls and I are covering Free Comic Book Day right after this. We kind of want to see where the books landed. And as you saw with the list, some of them landed up high. So if you're interested in that, or if you went around and participated in Free Comic Book Day, join us over on Nearing Nirvana in like a minute.
Yeah. Sorry we're keeping her late, but we're holding on to her just a little bit tighter than is appropriate. Then you guys, no. JB. Any last words for these troglodytes? Thank you for
joining us tonight, everybody. One last time, I'm going to ask, if you're not subscribed to the channel, please consider subscribing to the channel. Make sure you're following Bird City Comics on all social media platforms. And please consider looking at cover price for less than the price of a McRib. Bingo. peruse the website and just spend hours and hours in there. Thanks for watching, and don't forget, Tim,
we had a good time. Remember also, if you took a picture with Laura at C2E2, because she says she took over 50 pictures, you need to tag Lords of Longbox or hashtag Lords of Longbox on Instagram, because I know there's a ton of pictures out there. So she's hugging more girlies and Bella Caroli. That's the line. Never heard that line? It's Sir Mix-a-Lot. It was a rap because Bella. Bella I saw Bella
I saw Lugosi
in there. Bella Caroli. Yeah. Hug 'em all, girls, and Bella Caroli. Some in the live chat knows. It's Sir Mix-a-Lot, man. Because he was a gym teacher. He was a gymnast.
Oh, that's horrible. Mary
Lou Retton. He was a gymnast.
She was amazing. She did the thing with her broken ankle, right?
Yeah, and he would always hug his gymnast. So, hug him all, girls, and Bella Caroli. Come on now, get with it. That could be a question on next week's Lords or this week's Lords. So, hey, we're going to give away a book on Thursday show. So make sure you leave a comment after the show posts about how good we are, we all suck except for Laura and JB, and I just suck. Leave a comment after this video post, and we'll draw your name, and you're winning. I hope a negative comment wins. I mean, don't be too negative.
You're encouraging them to roast us after this now.
Just put a JK in the end of it, and then that makes it all fine. So for Laura, JB, and Marty, and Matt Damon, who couldn't join us, we will see you guys Thursday for the Combo Shakers Looks. Until next time, keep digging in the long boxes. Peace out.
Created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Their mission know that the Lord is
shake and bake and pull it back.
In this, you shall know that the Lord is in this, you shall know that the Lord is
Come on and get some, boy.
What the heck is the deal? I'm the best there is.
In this, you shall know that the Lord is
What's in the box?